This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddies.
Jeff, if you beat Migs today, I'm going to send you a super cool Daily Migs gold medal. How does that sound?
Oh, man. Like the best thing ever.
Doesn't it? Oh, I hope you win, Jeff.
He might win the gold in sarcasm. I feel like he was being sarcastic.
He was not. What? All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pickles start out as what vegetable?
Cucumber.
Correct. What band had the hit songs Buddy Holly and Beverly Hills?
Weezer.
Yes. Which country has hosted the most Olympic Games?
United States.
Correct. What kind of dog is the title character in the family comedy Beethoven?
St. Bernard.
Yes. The flag of Brazil is green, yellow, white, and what other color?
Green, yellow, white, white, red, black.
No. Snoop Dogg had the 90s hit song titled Gin and What?
Juice.
Yes. When it comes to the government, what does CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Correct. An Olympic-sized swimming pool is how many meters long?
Oh, boy, 100.
No.
50.
Yes. What type of cheese is typically in a Greek salad?
Feta.
Correct. In what decade was the first Toyota Prius introduced?
70s, 80s.
No.
The 10s.
No! Jeff, if only you said the 90s. You got 8 correct. Oh,
nice.
That's a wonderful score.
I like it.
I think it's going to be pretty close.
A worthy competitor right there.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, Steve.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. We might be giving out a medal. Are you ready?
Yes!
Pickles start out as what vegetable?
Cucumbers.
You know it. What band had the hit songs Buddy Holly and Beverly Hills?
Weezer.
Correct. Which country has hosted the most Olympic Games?
Greece.
No.
USA.
Correct.
Ooh.
What kind of dog is the title character in the family comedy Beethoven?
He is a St. Bernard.
He is. The flag of Brazil is green, yellow, white, and what other color?
Black.
No.
Brazil. Green, yellow, red.
No.
Blue.
Wow, correct. Snoop Dogg had the 90s hit song titled Gin and What?
Juice.
You know it. When it comes to the government, what does CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
I'm shocked. Yes. An Olympic sized swimming pool is how many meters long?
100.
No.
200.
No.
50.
Yes. Come what type on. Of cheese is typically in a Greek salad?
Feta.
Yes. In what decade was the first Toyota Prius introduced?
The 90s.
Correct.
The 1990s.
Steve Miggs, you, my friend, got a perfect 10, which is a loss, 10 to 8.
Oh, you went down, Jeff.
That was a shocker. I'm surprised. Hey, nice work. Jeez.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm surprised, too.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Just like the Mariners got 10.
And they say that.
I'm very surprised you and Jeff both knew the states hosted the most Olympic Games. That surprised me.
I mean, did I know it or did I just say America because I was running out of countries? I was like, China? No, it's definitely not China.
Yeah, you guessed one other and then you're like, America?
It almost fails, just guess the USA.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats on your perfect 10.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, we have a simple question for you and we need you to call in now so that we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. All we ask is that you have traveled on a plane at some point in your life. And it's nothing dirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no Mile High, Steve. Call in now to answer our simple question.
I've heard that before.
And we will ask it after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a travel website called Upgraded Points, and they decided to pull thousands of people to find out what are the most coveted seats on an airplane. So they showed each person the seating chart and then asked them to choose their top seat location.
Because up until I actually talked to other people, I always just assumed everyone had the same opinion I did as far as what the best seat is. You know, you kind of become a narcissist in a way. And when you find out someone likes other seats, you're like, what's wrong with you?
Mm. Well, 8 of the top 10 choices are window seats.
Boom.
And the other 2 are aisle seats.
Weirdos.
So this led to our simple question. And that simple question is, what is your ideal spot on a plane? Window, aisle, middle. What do you try to get? Matthew in Duval, your ideal spot on a plane.
Well, from 20 to 40, it was the window.
Okay.
From 40 till now, it's the aisle in the back.
Is it because you have to pee?
Pee, get up, stand up, want first food, want attention from the flight attendant, everything.
Wait, I just like to flirt with the flight attendants. That's awesome, Matthew.
Trevor on Whidbey Island, the same question to you. What is your ideal spot on an airplane?
You know, to be honest, aisle anywhere in the seat. I got long legs. I need to be able to stretch out. And quickly, Steve, this is for you.
Oh, my man. Hey, Trevor, are you ever...
This is your friendly pump operator.
Oh, you're the best, man. Are you ever worried, though, when you put your legs? Because I like to stretch my legs, too. But in the aisle, I'm always worried when I stretch my legs out that I'll fall asleep and then that damn cart will come by and just crush my knees.
Man, I can't fall asleep on a plane to save my life.
Okay.
I mean, if I can fall asleep, then I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's usually how it works.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question. What is your ideal spot on an airplane? Craig and Bothell.
I prefer the aisle exit.
Oh.
Okay.
Aisle exit. Again, is there any specific reason why? Is it a bathroom thing or just obviously leg room with the exit part?
Yeah, because you get both. You get the aisle out and you get the little bit of room.
Nice. See, my wife loves being in the aisle because she loves sitting in the window seat because she likes to have the window. But she also goes to the bathroom like 17 more times than I do on a plane. And so I have to constantly get up. I'm like, just take the aisle seat. Like, why do you want the... I like the window. I'm like, I'm trying to fall asleep here.
Right?
Okay, what about Tatum now, though? Does Tatum enjoy the window? And does Mom take the middle seat now?
Mom now takes the middle seat.
Ooh.
So, yeah. I think at some point, the two of them might have a little bit of a battling of heads, you know, a butting of heads when it comes to this. But right now, because Tatum's 4 and adorable, she gets the window.
Good luck with that.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question. Justin in Ferndale, what is your ideal spot on an airplane?
Well, since cheapest isn't an option, I'll have to go with aisle.
aisle.
You know, I'm happy though. Nobody said middle because I saw in the study they said a couple people like 10 or 15% was it? I think they said like mid or some small percent like the middle. And I'm like, who wants to sit in the middle?
Well, I mean, I always pretty much sit in the middle when I'm traveling with Brad because and he likes the window seat, so we'll book the window for him and the middle for me. And I don't prefer the middle, but I want to sit next to my sweetie.
Yeah, that's
I'm
fair.
I want to hold hands. But what I'm telling you, though, one time, this was a huge mistake. One time we booked a window seat for me when I was pregnant with Barrett, and I had to pee like a bazillion times on an almost 6-hour flight, and I felt so bad for the person that was sitting in the aisle. Because disrupting my husband in the middle seat, no big deal. But disrupting the guy on the aisle, I felt terrible.
Dude, I saw somebody post recently that travels on, like, what has happened with this society that now, because this person's sitting in the aisle seat, people aren't even saying, excuse me, to get up. People are trying to climb over somebody's lap. Like, my wife does that to me, and I'm like, it's fine. Because I get to look at a little goose on that, you know?
Oh, my God.
A little goose?
Honk, honk. No, honk, honk.
But what? Okay.
A little squeezy, squeezy. But, you know, imagine having a stranger just, like, climbing over you. Like, no, man, say, excuse me, I'll get up for you. Don't climb me.
But what if the aisle guy is sleeping?
Oh.
Because that happened on my last flight.
You got to wake him up.
My last flight, the guy was sleeping, and I held it for as long as I possibly could, and I considered climbing over him.
I mean, as a dude, I'd have to wake him up. Maybe as a female, you can kind of straddle him, and if he wakes up, he'll be like, whoa, this is dear penthouse. Never thought this would happen to me. But I feel like if you're in the aisle seat, you got to just expect that you're going to be, someone's going to wake you up because they got to go to the bathroom.
Sucks. By the way, if you want to know what the top three most coveted seats on an airplane are,
okay,
seat 1A, which is a window seat in first class.
Oh, God, the first class shouldn't count.
I mean, I've never flown first class.
I'll take any seat in first class. I mean, that doesn't. I don't care where you're putting me if it's first class.
The second most popular is 7F, which is the window seat in the first row of economy. So it's behind the bulkhead or the first class wall there.
You know what's weird is I sat there. I don't like that seat because I know you get a little bit more leg room. But you don't factor in the, like, when you're sitting behind somebody, you could kind of put your feet underneath their seat.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a little bit more. So you're not really getting as much leg room as I think people think.
That's tall guy strategy right there.
And
Steve.
I feel like almost a little like, I don't, claustrophobic's not the right term, but I feel kind of like I'm just stuck.
Well, then you're going to disagree with this one, too. Number three on the list of the most coveted seats on an airplane, 7A. So that would be the window seat in that same row.
So I would go with 8A or 8F. That way you got one seat ahead of you. Boom, you're good.
One of the first off the plane. All this week, we are celebrating the Olympics with our version, which we are calling the Dumblympics. It is us versus the men's room. And unfortunately, the company could not afford to send us to Paris. So we went to Tooele, Washington.
Next best thing.
To the Family Fun Center. So far, we have competed in go-karts.
Uh-huh.
We have thrown down in the batting cages.
Hell
and
yeah.
Today's challenge led to this moment.
Danny, I'm getting nervous. We're about to do laser tag.
I'm so ready for this.
And I'm so scared, actually.
Why?
Because I'm really bad at this, and I feel like the men's room are going to go crazy.
Oh, here we go. Oh, see, we're blue guys.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, crap.
Ooh, we'll get the gold medal, us or the men's room. Find out at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The excitement is remarkable. The sweat is extra musky. And they're trying real hard. From Tukwila, Washington, this is the first ever Summer Dumblympics, featuring the Men's Room versus the Daily Migs Show.
All this week, we are taking on the Men's Room in our very own special version of the Olympics called the Dumblympics. And each day at this time, we're competing in different events at the Family Fun Center in Tukwila. Today's challenge is laser tag. And we've really enjoyed checking in with Miles ahead of all of these competitions so far.
Because Miles was pre-gaming, my bad, trying to get ready for all these events. And by get ready, I mean crushing beers.
So here's Miles getting us ready for this Dumblympic event.
We're about to do laser tag. Miles, I saw you were prepping for this by crushing a beer.
You know, sometimes when you really kind of just get down into it and you know you're going to really go for it, it's a happy beverage. It's a delicious way to single your mind into your body.
At this point, I'm like, I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, but I'm going to keep talking to him.
And what I find is that when I drink beer, then, you know, I'm much better, like, with even, like, sex, stuff like that. And like,
we just went 0 to 100 real quick, Miles. But tell me more about sex.
Much better, like, with even, like, sex, stuff like that, in, like, just any kind of general Olympic sport.
It's more focused.
Yeah. I care more. I care more.
That's all that matters.
When I shoot you today, I'm going to shoot you right in the penis.
What is happening?
Hey, somebody had to get the pregame interview with Miles, and that person was me. And I had to be worried about my penis for the rest of the event.
But I'll feel like you did it with love.
But you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it.
It's time to get ready.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Laser tag is an exciting and physically demanding game.
Watch your dong, though.
Before the game even started, they were giving us the rules, and I have to admit, I was not paying attention at all.
No.
We were very distracted by the rules that were being told to us in the setup room.
This location, women who may be pregnant, or anyone with a pre-existing physical or...
Do you have any pre-existing mental conditions?
We're going to find out. It's like when the doctor says, are you allergic to this? Like, don't know, boss.
Where you can be tagged and where
it's
you
go time.
Tag your opponent's best.
Teddy, you ready?
The front.
Let's go.
Back.
Ted was all business.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
Taryn.
Game time.
Left hand, right shoulders.
Danny. I'm always ready. Sarah?
Absolutely not ready.
Sarah was having massive panic attacks while we were in the room before we went into the big room with all the laser stuff. And we were the only ones. Like, we didn't have to compete with any other kids or families. It was perfect. We got there so early that it was just us.
We're doing the Dumblympics this week. It is us versus the Men's Room at Family Fun Center in Tukwila. And today's challenge is laser tag. So let's see how the Daily Migs Show did.
Me and Sarah got first and second. Okay. Looking at the laser tag scores, Danny, did you get the gold medal?
I did get the gold medal for this one.
Great job.
Yeah.
The redemption tour has begun. He's like Simone Biles.
Really?
Of our team right here.
Guys, I've been playing laser tag for a very long time, and I really know what I was doing going in there. So, you know what? I'm glad I brought this win for Team Daily Migs.
MVP.
Yeah, you were flying around that place. Like, you were jumping around, running around. I was just like, there were a couple moments where I'm like, Danny's trying too hard. I might need to just shoot him even though he's on our team.
I think you did.
I did. I did by accident. I felt really bad. I didn't know you noticed. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I came in sixth place. Thrill, how'd you do?
I came in fourth. Fourth place, yeah.
So who came in second? Sarah, you got
number six, baby.
And Miles,
how about that? Woo! Little Miss Nervous over here.
She put that panic to good use.
Just shooting. Hopefully not you guys, but sometimes maybe.
I thought I was doing really good until I came out and saw the score, and I came in sixth out of eight people.
I mean, I got fifth.
Miles, number three?
Yeah, number three.
We absolutely just got decimated.
Oh, so he's willing to take that loss as opposed to go-kart this time around.
Now, who's curious to know who came in last?
Ted, you came in last?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Ted came in last.
Ted, you came in last?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Didn't put out enough firepower. I was being too selective.
You, I came in sixth. I was a better.
See, I was the same way. I was just trying to like be a sniper, and I realized I just got to start shooting willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had unlimited ammo. Just go for it.
And I still was shooting like one shot at a time. Like I was like in like a war zone.
Right.
I was like ducking people. Oh. Like, oh, I got him. I got him all lined up. I should have just been just like unloading firepower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three times the score is 10.
Yeah. I should have just started shooting my own teammates.
Sarah, how did you do on that?
Okay, maybe I did. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to, but maybe I did.
What did you do on that baseball stuff?
I did better than Danny.
And honestly, maybe better than Thrill.
You may have done better than me.
I'm pretty sure you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Our girl Sarah has been keeping count of the medals won in our dumb Olympics. So, Sarah, how are we doing so far?
So, like we heard, Danny got gold for laser tag. Yours truly got silver. And Miles got bronze.
I'm shocked that Miles did so well.
I mean, he was...
Considering he was probably seeing double?
Yeah, he probably was shooting his own teammates.
Probably. And considering there wasn't, you know, a target on your, you know, so when he was shooting your dang-a-lang, he wasn't getting points for it. So I'm shocked he got third, too. But day three, the Daily Mix show has 2 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze. Men's room, 1 gold, 1 silver, 2 bronze. So Daily Mix are leading in gold and silver.
Okay.
Woo-woo! Thanks to Danny and Sarah. Yeah. You two are welcome.
I mean, I'm telling you, Danny, with the redemption after a bad performance in the batting cage.
And when we say bad, we mean bad.
You know, again, when you have to keep your eye on balls, it just doesn't work for me, okay? But, like, lasers all day long.
So did you grow up doing a lot of laser tagging?
I did. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of our thing. Like, we have, like, a family fun center in Albuquerque, too. And that was, like, our thing. Like, Friday nights, we were at laser tag. It's different here, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, there, you're on a team. You can't shoot your own team. And you have to, like, hit bases and whatnot. So here it was, like, a free-for-all almost, even though we were on the same team.
Do you remember, was it Virtual Sports? Did you ever go there?
No.
I don't think they're open anymore. But, like, man, when they were open, that was such a fun... Because it was, like, you almost were using, like, these, like, pellet, like, almost like BB guns that they rigged up to be laser guns.
Ooh.
And it felt way more, like, tactical, like you're going after people in war. But it was a super fun laser tag experience.
Well, tomorrow at this time, the Dumb Olympics will continue with skee-ball.
Oh, now we're getting serious.
If you want to check out any of these videos, you can head to the Daily Mix social media pages. Daily is spelled with no I, D-A-L-Y. And of course, listen to the men's room this afternoon. They will also be recapping the Dumb Olympics at 5:20 today. Is there a band, Steve Miggs, that you love, even though their lead singer is not really a good singer?
I mean, a lot of the bands that I love. I think about Faith No More before Mike Patton joined. Mike Patton's one of the greatest singers of all time, but the guy before him was this guy, Chuck Mosley, who just sounded like he was hanging out with Miles at laser tag all the time. But man, there was just something endearing about his voice.
Rockaholics, who would you say is a great musician, but maybe not a great singer? We're going to talk about this after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
People have been casting their votes at Ranker.com on which great musicians aren't actually great singers. Here are the top 5.
Waiting for tonight.
Whoa. Okay, wait a second. You said great musician but not great singer? How is Jennifer Lopez a good musician?
I mean,
or even a musician? Like,
she doesn't play anything.
I mean, she plays singer. I don't think she writes this music. I don't think she's on a keyboard going, hey, guys, I came up with this cool lick.
Steve, she fine-tunes her body, and that is her instrument. And we can both agree that she has a great way of playing it.
She's truly the greatest musician, then, if we're talking about her body. I would agree with you on that.
When she played Selena in the movie Selena, I think she did a lot of the singing, and I thought it was fantastic. All right. Sounds like you
did. I know. I'm not here to hate on Jennifer Lopez. But come on. She's not even a musician.
All right. How do you feel about number 2 on the list of great musicians that aren't actually great singers?
Oh, I love this song. It's the only Neil Young song I ever listened to, but it's such a great song.
Is that just because Pearl Jam liked to cover it a lot?
No, I did like it before Pearl Jam, but I definitely like it more because of the boys in Pearl Jam. You know, it's funny because someone just texted in. They said, I'm probably going to get blocked for this, but I have to say I don't really care for Kurt Cobain vocally. And, you know, like that would be the one like I would put as my example. I love Nirvana. I love Kurt Cobain's voice, but I'm not going to argue with you and say that it's a great singing voice. I mean, after all, like. Granted, I picked the unplugged thing so you can hear his voice a little bit more isolated, maybe not his best performance, but I still love that performance. There's something, there's like a realness and an emotion to his voice, no different than Neil Young. There's a great, gritty emotion to his voice, but I mean, he ain't winning The Voice or American Idol, nor do I think they even care to do that.
Number three on Ranker.com's list of great musicians that aren't actually great singers.
What the hell?
This is Tom Waits.
Oh, wow.
And people love Tom Waits. I mean, he's got the most passionate fans.
Well, then I won't say what I'm thinking if they're passionate.
They're going to come after you.
I'm not a Tom Waits guy.
You know who's a huge Tom Waits guy?
Your husband.
No. Sergeant Hair Club.
Yeah, well, he also likes The Grateful Dead.
Because he's right about that.
I mean, look. Great man. Questionable taste in music.
Okay, well, here's a number four.
Anyone else like Tom Waits? I can't believe it.
I literally never heard Tom Waits until I pulled that song yesterday, and that's not what I thought he sounded
really?
Like. I thought he was like some hipster.
Huh. Well,
I mean, like hipster, but like in like the sense of like almost like a Mumford and Sons.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I always knew that he had like that. It's like Leonard Cohen. Like Leonard Cohen's got this weird, like he's the guy that did Hallelujah, which eventually Jeff Buckley did. And some argue that that's the best version. I still love the Leonard Cohen version. But again, it's a gritty, it's not a very talented, quote unquote, voice. I don't think like a vocal expert would be like, this is the greatest voice ever. But I still love that vibe to his voice.
Well, I think number four on this list is going to cause some controversy. Great musicians that aren't great singers.
Oh, yeah, that's bull crap.
She's not a musician.
No, she's a great singer. This is an awesome song. Okay. I mean, it. But this isn't her collaboration with MC Scat Cat, though, right? Opposites Attract. Now, that's when she was at her best.
Rounding out the top five of great musicians who aren't actually great singers. Once upon a time, you dress so fine. Do the bumps of time in your prime.
Then you know what's funny is I've never been a Bob Dylan fan. But I am fired up about that Bob Dylan movie that's going to be coming out because we watched the trailer and I was just like, you know, I don't even care about his music. I'm not like a hater on Bob Dylan, but it's just, there's never a time in my life where I'm like, I need to listen to Bob Dylan.
I think that the trailer looks fantastic. I'm very excited to watch it, but I've always had this theory that when someone covers a Bob Dylan song, they make it a little bit better.
Yes. I mean, Jimi Hendrix, all along the Watchtower.
But also, who am I to cast stones? Because my two favorite bands are Rush and Primus, and neither of them should get an award for great singing.
I was curious, and I wanted to look up who was number six on the list. Are you guys curious who it was?
Yes.
All right. We're not gonna take
it. No, we ain't gonna take it. He's a great drummer. He's a great drummer.
This is...
I disagree. I think this is like music to my ears.
You're right. There's a raw passion to that voice.
He's trying so hard.
He's just trying to let people know that they shouldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. Stop. Just actually, no. No, Andy, you might have missed a lot on the baseball batting cage, but you hit a home run right here. You jerk.
I have a question.
Are we still playing this?
Yeah. Do you think that we can get you on stage at the Halloween Hullabaloo to perform that in front of all the rockaholics? Maybe Godsmack will let you step in for Sully and do a little cover?
It could be a fundraiser. Oh. I go up there and start singing, and then if you need to leave, you have to pay to leave.
I love that.
It's still going?
We can probably make this happen. The Halloween Hullabaloo is October 13th. It's at the Showwear Center.
My ears.
It's Godsmack, it's Hailstorm, and those tickets are on sale now, Rockaholics. You can get yourself some at KISW.com.
Gosh. I hate that voice.
Who would like to beat Steve at vocals? I mean, who would like to beat Steve at beat Migs?
Everybody can beat me at vocals. Come on.
He's currently 211 wins, 60 losses, and 34 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play beat Migs at 750.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.